I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Gwane from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Biggie from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome back onto this edition of Run with Coach Parry. I am Brad Brown. I've got the Coach Lindsay Parry with me once again. Lindsay, how's it?
Yeah, all good.
Keeping Lindsay, today we're going to be talking some lingo, and we always laugh about it in the comrades webinars over the years. We talk about our South Africanisms, and we have to have some of the foreigners translate, or some of the locals translate for the foreigners. But today we've got some running lingo, and I think a lot of people hear it thrown around quite often. They don't know what it is. I'm talking about the word threshold, and we'll get into that in just a moment. But before we do, just a massive thank you to the sponsor of this edition of Run with Coach Parry. It is brought to you by Simply. These days, no one has any spare time, and none of us really want to think about life insurance. That's why at Simply, they make it quick and easy to sign up and make sure your people are covered. Simply gives you great value combos of life, disability, and family funeral cover. For you, your domestic worker, and your business employees. Get cover in a matter of minutes online. There's no bloods, no medicals, and instant cover. And the best part, it's all online. Choose which benefits you want and what you can afford, backed by a trusted insurer. If you'd like to find out more, head over to coachparry.com/simply for more info. That's coachparry.com/simply, S-I-M-P-L-Y. Simply looking after your people. Simply is a financial services provider. 47146. Terms and conditions apply. Lindsay, the term threshold, we hear it often in training programs and people saying I'm running a threshold or below threshold, above threshold. What is it?
So, look, unfortunately, it should be a universal term, but it's not, because people use it slightly differently and people have slightly different understanding of exactly what it is and, importantly, where it is. So, typically, when people are talking about threshold, what they are speaking about is a point on the spectrum of intensity, which represents what we call an anaerobic threshold, or the point at which we start to contribute most of our energy from non-oxygen pathways. Now, that doesn't mean, this is a very common mistake people make, that doesn't mean that suddenly we get to a line and the body stops using oxygen and pathways that are derived using oxygen for energy, and now it will only use non-oxygen pathways. It just means we get to a point where the intensity is high enough that we can no longer rely mostly on oxygen to provide the impetus for that energy. Now, the same is true that below that line, it doesn't mean all of our energy is coming from oxygen pathways. Okay. So that line typically represents when we are going to a point of intensity that we cannot sustain indefinitely. And that is where different people will understand, and depending on exactly where they put that line, there's a slightly different understanding of what it means. And there is a range, and unfortunately, all coaches speak a slightly different language, but there tends to be a range from all the literature and books that I've read that speaks to threshold being at the point where you can hold that or sustain that intensity for between 30 and 45 minutes. Now, that is one hell of a difference in intensity. I've got to tell you, it's big. So I typically use the 30-minute line. That is my point. So if I'm doing a test for threshold, for my faster runners, I'll typically use something like a 8K or 10K, depending exactly how fast those runners are. But a distance that I know would take them roughly 30 minutes, and then based on that time, I'll then use that as my threshold and then calculate intensities based on that. Whereas there are other users that prefer to use 45 minutes. The important thing is that you know and understand where that line is for you, or how you are interpreting it, And then you want to work out your intensities based on a relative value of that. Now, the way to use it is, and it's more and more popular in the literature, and people are more and more being won over and seeing that it is the way, the truth, and the light. And that is that you should spend very little training actually at or around that intensity. And you should spend a lot of training, or the majority of your training, well below that threshold point. And then a little bit of your training at or close to that point. And then still relatively quite a small amount at quite high values of that threshold. So typically what we talk about there is 80-20. But for me, that still speaks more to your kind of elite or very fast population. I prefer to work on 85% well below threshold and 10 to 15% at or above threshold in a range of intensities there. And the more intense your work is, the more time you spend moving around in your job, the more time you spend on your feet, the smaller that I would make that percentage. Essentially, the more non-exercise stress you've got in your life, the smaller that portion of high intensity should be.
Brilliant. And Lindsay, we also mentioned, you talk about that and the running below and training below. We did a podcast a while ago about slowing down to run faster, and that plays into that as well. And that's exactly what you were saying, whereas a lot of people just tend to do it around that line and all their training's done at the same level. But when you do split them, that's when you start seeing big results. So if you want to find out more about that one, we've put the link below this video as well in this podcast. So make sure you go check that out. Lindsay, as always, great to catch up. Don't forget, if you have any questions you'd like to ask the coach, you can join the Coach Parry online community now. We've got a 7-day free trial. All you need to do is head over to coachparry.com/join. You can get into the forum, some great questions, and that's where all these questions are coming from in the forum. So make sure you go check it out. That's coachparry.com/join. And before we head off, a massive thank you to our sponsor on this edition of Run with Coach Parry. It was brought to you by Simply. If you're looking for life, disability, and family funeral cover, look no further. All you need to do is head over to coachparry.com/simply to find out more. It's all done online, no hassle, really convenient, and definitely worth checking out. That's coachparry.com/simply, S-I-M-P-L-Y. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, and the coach, it's cheers.